Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, it is hump day. It's the day we play the camel at the beginning of the show, but that means that around 4 o'clock we do this thing we like to call the Grand Council. So that's where I bring in two of my brethren in radio. Now, I will say this. I don't know how this happens, but allegedly Jeff Poore is on vacation. And why that was allowed, I don't know who said so. But anyway, Jeff Poore is out. So we're going to have a stand-in today for him, who I'm pretty stoked about because he has the same initials and I happen to know him very well. But first of all, from 770 AM, 92.5 FM, Cumulus Broadcasting's WVNN in Huntsville, also writing for Yellowhammer and allegedly on a lot of other radio stations, Dale Jackson, are you there?
Oh, and I'd kind of like to point out a little bit of nepotism going on here. Just throwing that out there.
Just a tad, but we're gonna wear that down a bit today. Because also from 770 AM, 92.5 FM, who happens to also be a member of my family, JP, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today, Uncle Phil?
I'm good, man. Nobody's ever come on my show before and called me Uncle Phil.
But, that's how we refer to you in the morning when we talk about you. We all now refer to you as Uncle Phil.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second. I thought you and I were going to gang up on JP. Are you two going to gang up on me today? Because
No. We're going to gang up on him. It's fine.
Okay, good. All right. As long as we understand. All right. You know the deal. I call a quorum. We play the sound effect. Hit it.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ba-da. Ta-da. All right, Dale, show him how it's done. What's your first question?
All right, I put this out on Twitter, and you, unknowing what a tease is, decided to answer it on Twitter. So I laid out what I was going to ask you, and it's this. There's a lot of talk about stolen valor with Tim Walz. White House is even responding to it. But the funny thing is that up until then, they were like, well, we don't respond to these things about the campaign. But now they definitely are. There's a couple of things. One, he carried a rifle in Iraq, he said. Two, he also said he went to Iraq. Three, he said, that he's a command sergeant major. And four, I think this is kind of the worst one, but maybe the most hard to define. He bailed on a unit he was in command of, according to people in that unit. So now there's four different things. And, there's Blue Falcons.
Yep.
And there's stolen valor. I think it's crossed well into the area of stolen valor, more so than this morning. I was leaving the door open because I wanted to learn more about it. But I just want to know what you think as some guy who rode horses into Afghanistan relatively early in that conflict, being the war on terror conflict. And I just want to know what you think about all this.
I think he's a giant turd. I think that the reality is he did exactly what you just did. Now, by the way, I've not seen the report. So he says he carried a rifle in Iraq and he didn't?
Yep.
Oh gosh! See, I mean,
there are biographies written about him in major newspapers that say that he served in Iraq that they were never corrected, and then Bloomberg today stealth edited an article to served in Iraq to served in Italy, article they wrote years ago.
Okay. Yeah. So the bottom line is,
That slams the door. That's stolen valor right there. That's it. It's over.
I think it is because he coasted on it. It's not. Yep. And when you're in the public eye, if something happens and you can't control it, and you don't have any clout to call them and say make a change. But when you're the governor or a congressman, you have the clout to say fix that because that is not right.
And you're a state senator. You guys are egomaniacs. You're reading your press. You're reading your press, right?
Well, I responded to you today, didn't I?
Yes.
But the reality is the one that I think, first of all of it bothers me. And then claiming rank that you didn't retire with as the thing on your campaign mailers is a big deal. Claim to be a command sergeant major. No, he had been an acting command sergeant major, conditionally approved, but yet not promoted because he hadn't completed the training. And then he claimed that on his campaign. But then the thing that bugs me the most, because I know what it means to deploy as a reservist, he literally got the warning order for deployment and then left the unit when he was going to be the senior most enlisted man, the command sergeant major for the battalion. He bailed on him and said he had to run for Congress. I got news. There are members of Congress still in the reserves right now. Lindsey Graham was in the reserves for years. That's crap.
And weren't there people who served in Congress who were actually in Iraq did that while they were there?
They may have been. I don't know. JP, weigh in here. What do you think about it?
Well, see, when I think of stolen valor, I've seen all the videos of, you know, the guys who aren't in the military wearing military uniforms or whatever. I've never really thought of it in the way of, you know, abandoning your troops like that. And I mean, from an outside perspective, that just shows he's a coward. And you add that on top of him not doing anything while his state burnt down. I mean, this is a really bad, this is a narrative that the Harris campaign is going to have to get out in front of. And I don't know how they're going to. I mean, they're already trying to get around it saying, oh, he did go to Iraq. But I don't know how they're going to get around the fact that he dipped out on his troops. I this is a bad one. This is a really bad one.
I mean, are we looking at swift boating here? What do you think?
In the sense that swift boating was absolutely 100% true?
Yes. I hope it gains the momentum of swift boating. I hope it does.
I hate that they even use, not that you're doing it in this sense, but when they say swift boating, they're suggesting it's a lie. Those guys were right about Kerry. Kerry did all the things they said they did.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. JP, do you have a question for us?
I do, actually. I do. And staying on the topic of Waltz, I'm wondering, are Republicans being too confident right now with the pick of Waltz? Obviously, all this stuff is bad to our eyes, but I heard you mention this earlier in the show. It may not be so bad to other people's eyes, like his record, his stolen valor. Are Republicans getting too confident too early on this one?
Yes, we should never be too confident, especially now, because we had it going on when Uncle Joe was still, you know, on the ticket. But they swept him aside for purely partisan political reasons, just defying the 14 million voters they had in the primary. And they put in a ticket they think they can win with. The fact is, they could win with it. So let's go ahead and be realistic and pragmatic. We have a race on our hands, because there is going to always be that, oh, good, that kind of relief bump they're going to get in the polls because it's not Joe. And we're in the not Joe bump right now. Now, can we overcome the things you and I are talking about? I hope so. But the truth of the matter is, the Trump campaign now has a much tougher race on its hands, and we should not be overconfident. Even though we see things we don't like, it appears the Democrats don't care at this point. Dale?
The media, there's a story at CNN that says the Republican Party's media allies are yet again struggling to coalesce around a single attack on the Democratic ticket. Yes, because Walls is so terrible, there's 35 different things to talk about. And there's like a plethora of targets, and their suggestion is, well, you know, it's like the drones on the Iron Dome. You send so many, you try to knock down the defenses, I guess. But they're suggesting that there's no real message against them because there's all these different messages. And it's like, no, there's a bunch of different messages. And I think to answer JP's question, Republicans do have a problem here, because it's not them against these other candidates with the media calling balls and strikes. It's them against the candidate and the media. I always say the media and their Democrats, because the media controls them, not the other way around.
Yeah.
And I think that this is just weird.
It is. But all right, JP, it's your own question. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I think we are getting a little bit too, we being Republicans, I need to stop doing that. But they're getting a little bit too confident too early. But at the same time, there's a lot of material to pick out. And if you get a J.D. Vance and Waltz debate, there's a lot of material that moderates would not be happy about. The stolen valor, for example, talk about what happened in Minnesota in 2020.
Yeah.
Yes, I think some Republicans are getting too confident too early, but at the same time, there's a lot to capitalize on if they can do it correctly.
All right, I'll tell you what, we ran long on those two questions, so let me ask a short question before we go to the break. Sticking with Tim Walz, your opinion real quick, was Tim Walz, was he a B-team choice, or was he always an A-team choice and they had to weed it down to just him because all the A-team was so great? Was he a B-teamer or an A-teamer? Your thoughts, Dale.
He was not either of those things. He literally was the guy who was not a Jew. I mean, that's basically it. And that's it. I mean, the guy with the 68% approval rating in Pennsylvania, a state they need.
Yeah.
A guy who solves the Jewish problem, at least a little bit of it. For them. And yes, I intentionally use those words when I talk about this. That guy is the no-brainer choice, and I'm glad they didn't make it. This guy was the disaster choice and the proof that Kamala Harris made the decision, because it's a stupid one.
JP, what you think?
Yeah, I think he's more like a C or D team choice. I think more people decline than they like to admit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think absolutely. When Kamala comes out, I agree with both of you. I think when Kamala came out and said, well, it was really about synergy and relationship. No, it wasn't. He brought nothing to the ticket. They don't need Minnesota because they've won it since 1972.
But he's Midwestern nice, don't you know?
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen,
he's folksy.
He can give a speech. He reminds me of the neighbor who comes over and tries to tell you how to mow your grass. That's what he reminds me of. And
then calls the cops when you don't do it soon enough.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, I agree with you. I think that he was a C team at the best. And I think everybody else, like the Gavin Newsoms, Gretchen Whitmers, Kathy Hochuls, they're all like, we're keeping our powder dry. Thank you. We don't want to be a part of this clown show. That's what I think happened. All right. We're taking a break. Round one of the Grand Council. Man, that flew by. All right, JP, we were too easy on you. Just brace yourself. It's coming, brother. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right, and we will be back. Freshman proxy member, JP. So, Dale, next round, first question, what you got? Did we lose him? Oh, Dale. He's on clean feed, right? We got him? Oh, Dale. Dale?
Yeah, that's my fault. Sorry about that. Grant was in here yelling at us during the commercial break.
The perils of the home studio.
He was in here. He was actually hitting me as well, so there's that. But before we go any further, I have to go to a soccer coach class here in just a minute, so I want to talk about coaching for a second. You saw this Hoover football stuff. You have a coach jumping on top of a tackled player and sort of dry humping him. Those are the words they use in the headline, not my words.
Okay.
Another one, a coach rips a player's helmet off as he shoves him to the ground. I don't know. This just seems like football practice to me. They're on leave. We got people talking about firing them and all this other stuff. Isn't this just football?
Is it just... Well, since I haven't seen the report you're talking about, nothing you described to me a minute ago sound like football. Well, the helmet thing, yeah, but the first one, I don't know if I can cotton to it, brother.
Oh, come on, you were in the Army. I guarantee you were in the barracks messing around and dry humping each other after they shoved them to the ground.
I don't know which Army you were in, but you may have been in the kinder, gentler Army that had different rules. The bottom line is this. You still got to know your audience, and you still got to know the era in which you live, and if you're getting carried away on things you know aren't going to work, just recognize it. But I'm still the guy who believes in, like, blood wings at airborne school. I mean, they gave us the don't do it anymore. And I slammed them home, just so you know. My son was bleeding for about an hour, but listen, I think that kind of rough cut stuff has to happen, but I don't know. I can't see the things you're talking about on that report, so I really can't comment in detail on it. JP, what do you know?
Well, as someone who's 4 years removed from high school football, I always was annoyed when stuff that happened at practice got outside of practice. I mean, obviously, if something illegal is happening, that's one thing. But just something like this, I don't know who snitched on the coach. If it was a player, if it was a parent or something. But they got the huddle film and everything of it. I don't know. I have a problem.
It's horseplay.
Yes. I have a problem with stuff that happens at practice getting outside of practice, because stuff like this happens.
Listen, old school Grissom High School back in the day for me in the early 80s, Coach Stiles used to stage, because we had houses that surrounded the practice field. He goes, here's for the neighbors. When I swing my fist, fall down. And he used to do mock beatings.
That sounds like Coach Stiles.
Do you remember Coach Stiles? He was awesome.
Yeah, I met Coach Stiles a couple times. Sounds like him.
Next question, JP, what do you got?
Well, I have a foreign affairs question. You know, they've been playing up this Iranian attack on Israel, and it's yet to happen. My question is, at what scale do you think this attack will be, and do you think Iran is willing to start a full-fledged war with Israel?
Iran is not willing to start a full-fledged war with Israel. They're scared to death of it, but they've backed themselves into a pride corner, and they have to save face in the eyes of the Middle East. They're also a bit irrational, so they do believe that they have a mandate. But what level will it take? I think they're going to spend most of their time trying to get their proxies, Hezbollah, to do it. And then they're going to crow about something on the international phase, country to country. My concern is they're delaying right now because they're still working on a nuke. So the worst case scenario here, and I'm not trying to be like in panic mode, but the worst case scenario is most recent intelligence reports say that they are within weeks away from having nuclear capability. I'm not going to be a bit surprised to find out they already have something, which means they have enough for a dirty bomb enough right now. So what they're going to do, I don't know yet, but I think that the people should be on edge in the Middle East. We're not done yet. Dale?
Yeah, I think this is going to be another one of those situations where they do something. They're like, see, we showed you. And they tell their people, look what we did. And the rest of the world's like, yeah, look what you did. I mean, I think that's what's going to happen here. They do need to figure out a way to save face. But what is the end result of that going to be? More heightened tensions. And the Israelis, the last time they hit them, they basically hit some air defenses outside their nuke sites. Like, hey, we know where these nukes are. We know where you're doing this. And so do you really want to play this game? It'll be interesting to see what exactly Iran does and what they actually mean by
it. I think the biggest in-your-face moment of all the tensions we've been seeing over the last year has been when apparently Israel assassinated a Hezbollah leader in Iran, which is like basically saying, not only can we get to you, we can follow you to the places where you think we don't know where you are, but yet we do. And they did it. And then they just quietly went, huh, how'd that happen? All right, last question, very little time. Far left squad member Cori Bush, woo, she lost big in her primary last night. She's not handling it very well. Is her loss a sign of good things to come for conservatives, or is it a one-off because she's an awful person? Real quick, JP.
I hope it's not a one-off, but I'm kind of leaning that way. I think she's such a bad person. This may well be a runoff.
Oh, she's an awful individual. Dale, one off or is it a harbinger?
Well, it's not a one off because Jamal Bowman went down as well. But just keep in mind, they're being replaced by other left wingers. The voting won't be any different. They'll just be slightly less stupid.
Did we just let JP go through the entire thing without dogging him? JP,
yeah,
do
this
some.
Is a, you know, I'm afraid to now since you're being a sissy about the football coach. I got to be nicer.
Would you reach over and rip his helmet off or something, Dale? Just rip his helmet off. Make him do push up. Run a lap, JP. Let's go run a lap.
We're probably going to play college football after this.
All right. Good enough, fellas. Appreciate you, JP. Thanks for filling in.
Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. All right.
Thanks, Uncle Phil.
Thank you. Thank you, Nephew Dale. Okay. Good enough. All right, man. Listen, we have the Grand Council, and I enjoyed that thoroughly. Let me tell you, it's nothing but cool knowing that I've watched JP grow up, and he turned out okay. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.